Hello, folks. My name is Ojas, and welcome back to another episode of Film Score Friday, where we listen to music played in film from the last century or so and relive its beauty and discover the impact of music on cinema. A wave of sorrow swept across the world recently, this week, with the passing of legendary filmmaker David Lynch just 2 days ago. Lynch was a director of unparalleled talent and vision, known for crafting some of cinema's most iconic and unconventional works. His films, among others, included The Elephant Man, Lost Highway, Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive, which all stood out as singular masterpieces. A quintessential David Lynch film blended the brash, ruthless, and often sinister elements of life with a surreal, dreamlike intensity, resulting in a unique filmmaking style that provoked both shock and critical acclaim. Today we'll revisit Lynch's films by listening to some of his movie's most impactful songs that help mold his distinctive style and reinforce this unparalleled ability to stimulate an audience. We'll start with a few songs that were pivotal to hooking viewers and establishing the surreal tone for his masterful work. The first two songs played were from Mulholland Drive, I've Told Every Little Star by Linda Scott, and 16 Reasons by Coney Stevens. Both songs are essential, really, to establishing that mind-altering, almost psychedelic feeling the story of Mulholland Drive induces. This feeling remains with the audience, and we really live with it for the entirety of the picture. That's how David Lynch really makes us feel. And those pieces, I think, perfectly situated in that dreamlike sequence, really aims to create this ulterior universe and confuse the viewers about the plot, about the essence of the film's narrative. And Lynch is pretty successful at that, because by the end of the movie, I think everybody's deeply confused. The next song was Bobby Vinton's version of Blue Velvet, played in Lynch's 1986 crime thriller drama of the same name. The song, which is played several times in the film, adds a stylistic charm that contrasts with the sometimes shocking and aberrant behavior the movie explores. The final song I played was called In Heaven, performed by Lady and the Radiator, and was written by Lynch for his 1977 film Eraserhead. Again, it provokes those same intense emotions of surreality and mystery, creating that sense of despair and escapism almost, alongside the disturbing and twisted narrative. This is a central theme of Lynch's filmmaking style. The next songs, again, underscore the dreamlike base of this film, and will help to craft the soft and tender and romantic feelings amidst his dark and twisted stories. Keep listening. The first few songs, sung by Julie Cruz, Mysteries of Love, Falling, and Questions in a World of Blue, from movies like Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, and Blue Velvet, all possess a slow, silky, and romantic quality to them. The next songs were Sycamore Trees by Jimmy Scott, Kiss Me Like a Stranger, and Wicked Game, both by Chris Isaak, from films Twin Peaks and again Wild at Heart. They all capture this dreamy and romantic image that starkly contrasts with Lynch's blunt and aggressive stories. They exist perfectly in Lynch's work to highlight the beautiful and liberating emotions Lynch attempts to blend with his violent and ominous images and themes. The last few songs played were The Nightingale, again by Cruz, and Polish Poem by Christa Bell, from films Twin Peak and Inland. They again follow that similar theme of surreal passion and brief and fleeting romance. The theme of escapism always comes to mind, and fantasy is something that Lynch just magically weaves into his disturbing narratives. It offers a contrast from the dark and violent images and themes he sometimes explores and portrays. To wrap up today's episode, the final song we'll listen to is from Blue Velvet, and one I believe is a sum or is something that really captures the essence of David Lynch. It sums up the root of his masterful style, not simply because the song's a retro rhythm, but the meaning of its lyrics. It perfectly captures the essence of, I think, why Lynch's movies are so stylistically memorable and entertaining. With that note, I want to thank you all for tuning in today, and I hope to see you next week for another episode of Film Score Friday here on Radio Laurier. Here it is. The song is In Dreams by Roy Orbison. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. See you next week.